Hi everybody, and welcome to the second episode of SEER Training for the Average Joe and Joanne. Today's topic, I'm going to talk about how to survive any natural disaster. Okay, it's a 12-step system. It's not a system, but it's there's 12 things that you should do in any disaster. It'll help you get through it. Okay. Now, it is for any natural disaster, but in reality, you can use it for most other disasters too, okay? So we'll just go through each point, and hopefully it all goes well. So, the first thing is to remain calm, okay? Now, obviously, that's a bit easier said than done, but it's absolutely necessary, okay? You have to remain calm, because if you're not calm, probably your mind's not going to work well and you're going to make mistakes. And when there's a disaster, especially at the start, you have to do things on point, right? So the first step is to remain calm. The second thing is to look around. Now, this is about checking for danger. So you may see that a loved one is in trouble, or you just want to get to them because they're your loved one, your son or your daughter or your wife or whatever. It's important to look around to make sure that the path is clear, that there's no danger that's going to get to you. I did a wilderness first aid course, and one of the first things they teach you, with any first aid course actually, one of the first things they teach you is to look for danger, okay? So you see the person in trouble, the very first thing you do is look for danger, okay? Because whatever hurt that person, you don't want to get hurt by the same thing. Otherwise, you're both hurt, and then who's going to rescue you? Okay, so the second point is look around. So you remain calm. Maybe you take a few deep breaths. Maybe you try box breathing, which is the Navy SEALs technique. That's basically breathe in for 4 seconds, hold it for 4 seconds at the top, and then breathe out for a count of four, and then hold it. So it's and then repeat it, right? And you just do that like two or three times. And actually, it's really good. You can use that for everyday life. If you're at work feeling stressed, or maybe you're in a competition and you want to calm your nerves before you compete, it's really good. Okay, so number one is remain calm. Number two is look around. Number three is apply first aid. But it's only for very serious things, like if the person's gonna die, okay? If you've got a wound and it's bleeding profusely, you need to cover it, apply pressure, and maybe bandage it, but very fast, okay? Just to get them so they're not gonna die or lose a limb, okay? For all the other minor to medium wounds or minor to medium things, including if it's like a broken finger or a broken arm, right? These are things that aren't life-threatening. Sure, they hurt, but they're not life-threatening. So you can handle them later because at the moment, you're still in danger, okay? So if it's life-threatening, apply first aid. And the next thing is to get dressed. Now, you might already be dressed, hopefully, or it might have happened during the night while you're asleep and you're just in your nightgown or your boxer shorts or whatever you sleep in, right? You want to get your good clothes, protective clothes on, okay? Shoes, definitely, okay? So get your shoes on. You should always keep your shoes next to your bedside. So get your shoes on. I would put on some long clothing at least, okay? Because even if it's hot, you're going to put on some long clothing because it's going to protect your skin, and you can always take it off, but you can't put more on if that's all you got. So get dressed, put on warm, long clothing and shoes, good shoes, but comfortable shoes also, okay? Just in case you have to hike and evacuate. Okay, after that is get your BOB. Now, if you don't know what a BOB is, well, you probably do if you're listening to this podcast, but it's a bug out bag, okay? And basically your bug out bag is a single pre-packed bag that contains everything you need to survive for 3 days. So you probably have 3 days worth of food, whether it be a couple of tins of canned food, although it's a bit heavy, some dehydrated food. Okay, you probably have some cash in there, a good knife or a weapon of some sort. Also, the knife is, like, as you probably know, a knife is one of the best all-round survival tools. Okay, so you'd have that in there, maybe a compass, a spare phone with a battery charger, a torch, a flashlight if you're American, a flashlight, and a few other, change of clothes, right? Just whatever you need to last 3 days. And in fact, everyone in your family should have their own little bug out bag too, okay? Including your kids. Even some people do it for their pets, right? They've got a little bug out bag for their pets, and they can strap it on their back or just put the pet and the bag in the cage. It's all ready to go. It's got the dog food or the cat food or whatever, its favorite toy, okay? So it doesn't get stressed out too much. So get your bug out bag. Now, it's important that I mention that these things they're not in linear order, okay? So perhaps your bug out bag is right next to where you're sleeping or right next to you. So if that's the case, you grab that first before you do anything else, because to have your bug out bag on you is a big advantage. So once you've got your bug out bag with you, you carry it everywhere you go, okay, until you're safe again. But right now, for example, if you're in this process, probably it's still the start of the disaster. Maybe you just felt the earthquake or something like that, okay? So the next thing would be to tune in, what we call tune in to the media for information, okay? So you want to know what the government is saying, what the announcements are, should you evacuate, how serious is it going to be, is there a likeliness of maybe if you live by the coast and it was an earthquake, is there going to be a tidal wave next, what do you need to do? And probably they'll have advice. A lot of the times, if it was whatever, they might say, okay, you should turn off your electricity and your gas and water or whatever. You should probably do that anyway, okay? Depending on the situation. Or maybe if it's a riot outside, they'll tell you, okay, these areas are dangerous. Do not go outside if you're in these areas, okay? A good example, right now we're in the middle of a world pandemic, and probably lots of places in the world, you have to keep tuned into the media so they can tell you, listen, you're on lockdown. Okay, or there's an outbreak now, just stay out of the supermarket or whatever. So it's important to tune in. And if your electricity is gone, in your bug out bag, you should definitely have a small radio, right? A small portable radio that just runs on batteries. The exact name of the radio escapes my mind right now, but it's like shortwave radio. Okay, so get that in too. Oh, and also tune in. You might want to call your neighbors, call the people on the other side of town, see what the situation is, okay? Okay, the next thing is appoint a leader. So this might come pretty naturally in your family if you've got a natural leader. If it's like a household, it's going to be one of the adults, right? Or if you're in a group of adults, it's going to be the person that's either the natural leader, which is often the case, there's a natural leader in a group, or the person that has the most experience with these types of things. Maybe he or she is a police officer or was in the army reserves or just likes going bushwalking and knows these sort of things, right? Just whoever that is. So you got to appoint a leader. And there's a few things about appointing a leader is that you don't want people to argue. A disaster survival situation isn't really a time for democratic decisions. Definitely the leader should consider all practical suggestions, but when it's time to make a decision, everyone should be in agreement that they're going to follow his or her final decisions, and that's the plan. Because if you're arguing about a plan, you're not acting, and if you don't act, if you don't move, you're more likely to perish. Okay, so it's important that you do something. Okay, of course, obviously, if the person is nuts, or okay, you appoint the leader and you like the idea is extremely, really bad, there are exceptions. But as a whole, you should follow his or her final decisions. Okay. Okay, so once you've got all that done, so this is all happening very fast, probably in the first 5 minutes or whatever, 5 or 10 minutes. Okay, so you're calm, well, relatively calm. Okay, there's no danger around that you can see immediately. you've applied some first aid, you've got all your clothes on, you've got your bug out bag, okay, you've got your two-way radio close by and you're listening for announcements, or you've at least turned the TV on or whatever, you've got a leader. Now, it's important that all these things, they probably all happen in a different order, not always at the same time, okay? It's more of a checklist, not a linear do this, then this, then this, okay? Because every situation is going to be different. But those first seven things are going to happen pretty quickly. And once all that's done, you're going to ensure group safety, okay? Is anyone missing? Well, actually, this probably goes in the first lot of stuff as well, okay? Especially if it's your kids or whatever, you want to make sure they're safe. So you want to make sure if you want to get from your bedroom, for example, to your kids' room to make sure that they're safe, oh, okay, well, that's when you're going to definitely look around and make sure there's no danger in between you and them. Now, staying calm is a big part of this, I think, also as well, because when it comes to your children and your wife or your husband or your loved ones, other loved ones, your mind is pretty clouded, okay? You might act without thinking pretty quickly. So just make sure about that. So you just want to stay calm and then ensure group safety. Also, you might want to ensure other people's safety, maybe your relatives on the other side of town, you might want to pick up the phone, okay? So you want to ensure everyone's group safety and in relatively good health. This is the time where you could give a bit more attention to first aid, okay? Okay, next is secure your building. So, for instance, if you're in a house, and depending on what the disaster is, maybe you need to turn off your water, your gas, your electricity, okay? Or if it's like civil unrest, maybe you need to actually secure your house or make sure the looters aren't going to come in or whatever, okay? Maybe you need to get some weapons ready or whatever. Or, for example, if it's a flood, maybe you want to gather your bug out bag and some supplies and like head to the roof, and that's securing, okay? Maybe your building is a car and you just want to lock the doors and pull up the windows and while there's a bushfire or whatever, okay? So make sure you secure your building. Number 10 is devise a plan. Now, this whole thing that I'm saying now is a type of plan, right? But for every specific situation, you're gonna wanna change your plan and do specific things. Now, for example, do you wanna shelter in place or do you wanna evacuate? If you wanna evacuate, what route are you gonna take? Where are you gonna go? Okay, do you need to track down your other loved ones, friends, or family? Okay, how are you going to get there? How are you going to do it? Are you just going to, if you're going to stay in place, what do you need? Do you need to go to your basement or your makeshift panic room or whatever? Okay, so what you want to do is write out, just point form, step by your exact steps that you're going to take. You're going to devise your plan and act on it. Okay, if you've got like, you can pre-plan these things. For example, if you live in a place where certain natural disasters are common, well then in that case, you probably already know the plan that you should take, okay? Your council or whatever probably circulates a pretty good plan. There might be a fridge magnet on your door or whatever. If you live in LA, I don't know if this is true, but if you live in LA and you're prone to earthquakes, okay, maybe there's a plan that runs on TV every day, okay? So you're gonna have plans. And if you don't, make one. Okay, so the next thing is to gather resources. So you've created your plan. Now what you wanna do is collect all the things you need to enact on that plan, okay? What things are you gonna need? Now that might be just things that are inside your house, or if you're evacuating, you know that you're gonna be you're gonna need supplies for at least 2 weeks. Maybe you want to head down to the store before it gets too crowded, okay? And get all the things together that you need. And then the final step, and this is always the final after all of that, right? This is the final step, but it also, of course, in acting everything, you do this step, which is take action. And of course, it's the most important step. Okay, so you do what you need to do to keep your family safe. So you've got your plan and you need to act on it. Okay, so that's the 12-step system for how to survive any natural disaster, or not necessarily just natural disaster, any disaster. I hope you found it useful. Leave any comments if you want, and don't forget to check out the website, www.survivalfitnessplan.com. this might be up there in a slideshow for free soon. Well, I'm working on that. Okay, I'll chat to you tomorrow. Bye now.